Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer to find our satisfaction in the God who satisfies forever. By Alicia Headley. Read by Leah Martin. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." John 6:32-33. While we need food daily to nourish our bodies, there's another kind of nourishment that feeds our souls, and that's Jesus himself. Most of us turn to food or other forms of nourishment and satisfaction to fill us, not just out of necessity for our bodies to survive, but out of a place to comfort us, to give us peace, and to temporarily bring us pleasure. We don't just do this with food. We create other forms of pleasure to satisfy our hunger. We turn to TV shows to numb us out, to friends, to staying busy, to working out, to our careers, or anything we depend on or lean on to satisfy the hunger and thirst we have for fulfillment. But like most things, whether food or people, we're only satisfied temporarily, and then we find ourselves once again still hungry and thirsty for more. Today's verse reminds us that the only true, everlasting, full satisfaction that will never leave us hungry is from heaven, and that's Jesus. Today's passage is referring to how God supplied manna to feed the Israelites as they fled Egyptian slavery. They traveled with Moses as their leader for 40 years through the wilderness. While bread to eat was nourishment and life to their bodies, the true bread of heaven is Jesus. He gave life to their soul and the world. What a beautiful reminder. That longing that we all have to be fulfilled can be fulfilled by simply calling on the name of Jesus. He's our one true bread that will give us everlasting life with him one day in heaven. We can turn to him today to satisfy that hunger for fulfillment that we feel inside of us. We can turn to him to satisfy us and quench our hungering needs. Let's pray today and ask him to satisfy us in ways that no food or person or thing ever can. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for the Bible and all the stories from the past that are still relevant to us today. Thank you that you are a God who provides and won't leave us hungry and thirsty. Thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son down from heaven to die for our sins so that we could have everlasting life with you, as we're told in John 3:16. Please remind us today that all the things of this world that we're chasing after will never, ever truly satisfy us. We thank you for blessing us with things and people in this life that bring joy, but we're reminded today that they don't bring us lasting fulfillment. We ask that you would reveal to us anything in this world that we've made an idol, that we're striving to fulfill us instead of you. Please redirect our focus back on you, reminding us to seek first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, and then everything else will be added to us. Matthew 6:33. Help us remember that while the things of this world are good to enjoy and love, it's you we are to love first and foremost, and it's you who will bring us lasting fulfillment and a nourishment to our lives that nothing else can. Forgive us for looking elsewhere rather than looking to you. We love you, Lord, and thank you for being our one true comfort. In you, we lack nothing. Psalm 23:1. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.